Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Albany Times-Union, joins us each week. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave, on a snowy day.
Sure is, and we encourage people to be cautious this morning as the snow continues to fall. The first story we're going to talk about is a company's offering incentives to convince employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. Grocery store workers, public transit employees, educators, and first responders are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Some employers are encouraging them to get vaccinated by offering cash stipends or hourly paid time off while they wait in lines for the shots. Trader Joe's, Aldi's, Dollar General, Chobani, and the company that owns Olive Gardens in the Capital Region are all offering 2 to 6 hours of paid time for their employees to get vaccinated. Instacart is offering a $25 cash stipend for anybody that gets the vaccination too. Peter McGinnis, the president of yogurt maker Chobani, calls it the right thing to do, saying that happier, safer, and healthier employees are more productive. Walmart and other companies are not offering any incentives, but rather they're working to try to bring the vaccines into the workplace to make it easier for employees to get the shots. Such in-house tactics are highly recommended as the most efficient way to influence the number of people who get vaccinated. But at this stage in a rollout, it's not as easy to pull off. Offering paid time off is also important for essential workers who often face barriers during a pandemic to getting their medical needs met.
From there, we're going to go to a problem that's affecting many cities around our region, and that's ATVs and dirt bikes on the streets. And we're going to talk about a member of the Schenectady City Council who wants them off the streets.
If you've traveled around any number of communities around here, you've at various points seen people driving by on ATVs and dirt bikes, and clearly not licensed, you know, often not wearing helmets. Police, though, are really reluctant to chase the vehicles. Albany police, Schenectady police have all spoken about how they don't want to, and I think what they fear is what would happen if they chased one and the driver crashed and died. But lawmakers are under pressure from residents to do something, and city council member in Schenectady hopes she's got a plan to stamp out rogue racers by introducing legislation to effectively ban ATVs and dirt bikes within city limits. Councilwoman Karen Zalewski-Walzunis proposed legislation would detain anyone operating vehicles and impound, eventually dispose of the machines. It's based on a measure in Hartford, Connecticut, that requires owners to provide proof of ownership and pay fees for the release of impounded ATVs or dirt bikes. Failure to pay the fee in a certain amount of time would lead to their confiscation.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.